This was the first time that I could say in the true sense of the words that I prayed in all my life. For now I prayed with a sense of my condition and with a true scripture view of hope founded on the encouragement of the Word of God. And from this time, I may say, I began to have hope that God would hear me. My condition began now to be, though not less miserable as to my way of living, yet much easier to my mind, and my thoughts being directed by a constant reading the scripture and praying to God to things of a higher nature, I had a great deal of comfort within, which till now I knew nothing of. I had now been in this unhappy island above 10 months. All possibility of deliverance from this condition seemed to be entirely taken from me, and I firmly believed that no human shape had ever set foot upon that place. Having now secured my habitation, as I thought, fully to my mind, I had a great desire to make a more perfect discovery of the island and to see what other productions I might find, which I yet knew nothing of. It was the 15th of July that I began to take a more particular survey of the island itself. The next day, the 16th, after going something farther than I had gone the day before, I found the brook, and the savannas began to cease, and the country became more woody than before. In this part I found different fruits, and particularly I found melons upon the ground.